Okay, so we're going to have a chat about do any whites look upon our work page in despair?
Yep.
And this is following on from your last article, Screamers, Thugs and Thought Police.
Well, it's basically a message to our people. There was a comment there where, I forget, one of our regular Bugsers said, "Don't worry, Bob, the mutiny is underway."
Yeah, CP.
CP, you're going to be taken over. And I was trying to find a book entitled How to Get Your Crew to Get Off Their Asses and Mutiny. And I couldn't find one.
Yeah.
I probably had the wrong title.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I keep saying is I want you to go do it. And so far, people are getting the message pretty good. So, all this is, I just got through doing my first pal talk where me and Laura went into this, with Lennox, into this room, chat room, and I said, and I made our statement. It took less than 1 minute. They give you 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I made it, and then I used that punctuation mark of all punctuation marks, period, mm-hmm. and got off. This is genocide. Assimilation is genocide. So, what I want to see is other people doing, I'll demonstrate, you do it. That's all.
Mm.
And also, if you look at our work page, it's really becoming a work page. They're talking about stuff technically there, how to get by the authorities, which to me is adventurous. I mean, that's right back to the Samizdat days when, you know, the government is after you and you're still sneaking things in under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. And I sit there and I don't understand a word you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about all these different programs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just glory in it. I've got my troops out there and they know how to fight this thing. And you learn it out there, not in here, mm-hmm. not from me. And most of the stuff, and more than half of these statements that I come up with are attributed to me. What I did was, I just kept prodding people until, like the word swarm, I didn't come up with that. If you go back to the original article, it's almost impossible, I guess, at this point, I used some ridiculous word, and I knew people were going to make fun of it, but I was trying to find a word. And one day, somebody came up with a swarm. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. But what I did was, I made a fool of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I used some other word because I knew nobody would venture anything. People are always, you know, well, do you think this? Do you think this? Maybe this. But when I went ahead and made a fool of myself, the Bugsers explained to Bob that he was making a fool of himself, which he usually do, and then they started putting in stuff. They couldn't do worse than I'd just done. But that's actually what happened. That's how we got the word swarm,
yeah.
which is driving the other side crazy. We've got all these terms, and that's your weapons. It really turns people on when they can get into a new language like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we do. We certainly do have our own terminology.
Yeah.
There was a question on here that I wanted you to talk about today on the Screamers, Thugs and Thought Police that Jason raised. When you're reading an article or you're seeing someone's comments of the enemy, like how do you know the way to respond to it?
Work.
Or the points that they're weakest, or how do you make your
point? How do you get, it's like the old joke about a fellow jumps into the car, into the taxi, and he says, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And the taxi driver says, practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
The way you learn this stuff is do it.
Is do it, yeah.
There's no other way. You have to learn to make your points, quit, and then listen.
For the points that they make,
yeah,
back.
We don't want opinions. We want experience. We want people in there.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the work page is working is they are actually out there getting blocked. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about, what if you got blocked, what would you do? They say, well, make a statement, or only one, or get, you know, it's like mm-hmm. a fire, you know, fire three shots.
Yeah.
Get in there and get out.
Yeah.
That's the way it sounds to me. It sounds like people who've been up front. And people who are actually in a war, just come back to the front, don't talk about, well, what if an enemy showed up and he had a pot on his head or some such stuff as that? You know, they're telling each other what's going on up there and how to handle it.
Yes.
That's what we want. We don't want IMO, we want IME, in my experience.
In my experience, yeah. Not in my opinion, yes.
And the only way you can learn the stuff is to get out there and do it.
Yep.
I have done an awful lot of this, and I come up with killer phrases, but it takes me forever to come up with these things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's work. It's mental work. Mm-hmm. And I keep boiling them down and boiling them down. And once I say them, they sound as simple as that little thing, advertisements you hear that they pay $1 million for,
yeah,
and $10 million for, and $20 million for.
Yeah.
They don't pay for treatises. They say for somebody to sit around and put the point quick.
Yes.
And memorably. And that's what I do. And I think I do a great job of it.
Absolutely.
So well, then you do it.
We've smashed the... We've smashed the word racist with your slogan, your meme. Anti-racist is a code word for anti-white.
Well, it's funny that old, what's his name, Tim Wise, wrote the whole article. Without, now, 5 years ago, it would have been full of racists, the word racist. Mm-hmm. I don't think he mentioned racist once in all. We've scared him off of that word.
Yeah.
I never thought anybody could do that, you know. It used to be their favorite word. I mean, they'd call in. Anybody who opposed Obama was a racist.
Yeah.
Racist, racist. I mean, it got to the point where it was all, you know, it was funny.
Yes.
And he wrote this whole article without the word racist. Because that meme has gotten in on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's destroyed the word.
But that's amazing. I mean, they're none of us. They're like, what, 50... actual bugs in the world. And we have gotten them to the point where they're abandoning their favorite words. Because you can hear the echo in the back. As soon as they say it, somebody has heard that echo. And erase the code word for any white.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly powerful. And you have to get up front and use it. And a million people sitting around in their houses telling each other this stuff is not going to mean a thing, but a couple of hundred of us out there, we're making visible changes.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what I have to do, you know, I've run out of, I mean, I've given out all the hints. The next thing you know is get up there. I will try to do my ad job, my ad executive job. I will keep getting these things. Laura just heard me doing it on there. It took me about half a minute to change that discussion from immigration to white genocide. And then I quit. That's the other problem. Most people who get to be leaders don't want to quit when they've got a good formula. Now, as I said, look at our work page. Let these anti-whites look at our work page. That is what I glory over, is these guys working out their strategy, talking about all these things I never heard of, you know, Tor or some such stuff as that, and how you can sneak this in. That's exciting stuff. Yeah, if you think about it, right, it's terribly exciting. This is the stage where we are sneaking punches on the enemy. So just keep it up.
The other thing that you spoke about, which Wise brought up in his article, was about Oprah's comment of...
He can't even come up with an original statement.
Yeah.
And the point was that, which Oprah made, was that all these old white people like me, when they die, all the young people are on their side.
Yeah.
Leftists have been saying that since before the Hitler Youth.
Mm.
It's a standard part of their line. So that's why, one reason why they're actually naming me, I think. NPR named me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I am 73 years old. It suits me, you know, as long as you repeat what I said.
Mm-hmm.
But
NPR is National
Public Radio.
Radio, that's right, National Public Radio, yeah.
One of our people wrote them a letter on one of the columns, one of our big bugsers here. And instead of publishing it, they said it was an advertisement for Bob Whitaker.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know, NPR just naming me like that,
yeah.
They must have a reason for it.
Yeah.
It suits me, you know. They're trying to argue that Bob Whitaker is 73 years old, and as soon as he dies, you know,
it'll die,
all this will
him.
Just go away.
Yeah.
Well, Bob Whitaker, the only reason Bob Whitaker is important is because they can't touch me. These young people all have reputations, careers, children,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff, and they have to stay under the radar. So did the mm-hmm. Summies dot.
Yeah.
But... So they say, well, when this Bob Whitaker, 73, when he dies, it'll all be over.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we started
mm-hmm.
back in 1998.
Yeah.
And developed was that you take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you a damn good start, but our work pays these people or your white genocide project, these things. These are what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People shouldn't ask, what does Bob Whitaker have to say next?
Mm-hmm.
I think Bob Whitaker said enough.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they don't realize. Bob Whitaker's had his say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good at coming up with more, like these terms that I'm very serious about. Go back to that article. Screamers, thugs, and thought police.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a long time to think of that, and absolutely nobody talked about it.
Yep.
Those are three terms that hit with a punch, especially as anybody who's been on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Screamers, thugs, and thought police. And slowly people will slowly begin to use it. Slowly they'll come. Well, what do you know? This works. You know, no dookie, Dick Tracy. Oh, of course it works. I've worked it out.
Hmm.
This is a nice triumvirate of words. Screamers, you know, the ones who keep repeating Nazi, racist, all that stuff. Thugs, who say they'll make trouble if you have a speaker their faculty doesn't like, that they'll cause trouble. And then their ideal is the European way, thought police. People in uniforms were paid to go arrest people for saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But see, this is an advertising dream, these three words.
Mm-hmm.
Screamers, thugs, and thought police.
How could you take that further then? Yeah, which is what you want us to do, of course.
What I want you to do is to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard me just, I didn't say a word on this thing.
Yeah.
That I haven't said before. In fact, it lasted less than a minute, did it, in my comment?
Yeah.
And it hit on genocide, it hit on how the word whites,
mm-hmm.
that when they're blaming whites,
yeah.
they know what it is. And when I talk about white countries, they go, duh, what a white country is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I quit.
Mm.
Less than a minute.
Yeah.
That's what I want youth people to learn to do. Do what works. I mean, all of the discussion changed the minute I finished. They have some other guy there talking for all 3 minutes till it cut off, all 3 minutes. And nobody pays him any attention. But the whole discussion changed when I got on there.
And it actually is a brilliant place for us to practice, you know, for us to get on and start talking the...
pal talk.
Yeah, it was really good.
I don't
especially
think
getting
it.
You know responses from anti-whites and pro-whites. It's quite a mix on there, but getting the ability
it
to talk
is
and
practice.
Respond, practice exactly.
You know I sound just like the old school teacher. Practice, practice, practice. Don't give me theories. Get out there and fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And every time you get out there, if you have the right kind of ego or whatever or feeling loyalties. You can feel it change.
Absolutely. Well, it is the hot topic.
Well, I mean, it becomes a hot topic. It is not a hot topic.
It is becoming.
I just had on that immigration thing, some conservative had come on and said, well, if we would just assimilate with all the immigrants, we'll be fine.
Yeah. You know?
And I attacked assimilation. God, I hate respectable conservatives.
Yeah.
But... that changed the whole discussion. And also, not only did what I didn't say. I didn't drift off giving them other topics to talk about, like exploiting taxpayers or affirmative action or crap like that.
Yeah.
Genocide, diversity is genocide. I quoted the Australian Prime Minister's invaluable words when he said the Aborigines were subject to genocide by assimilation. Get in there. This pal talk would be a good place.
Yep.
But you will have to explain it to them. Because every time I get on one of these things, Laura saw me trying desperately to deal with this thing. The keyboard's too small for my fingers. They have these little signals and all this computer cute stuff. And I always see myself in my mind when I was a kid sitting there with those earphones and the Morse code and a vacuum tube with a 100-foot antenna outside. And I think, I can't deal with this crap. I'm not supposed to.
Well, I want to ask you quickly. I just want to read it word for word what Jason asked you. He said, Bob, I do not understand the point you made about Tim calling us Nazis.
I don't remember
what
I was saying.
The point you made about a minute into the last audio, you said if we understood it, we could tear someone to pieces in a debate. It sounds important to understand,
well,
but I didn't
catch
it.
Well, you're talking about 1 minute into a tape that I don't have in my hand.
That's right. It was the last one that
we
did.
What he did, Tim Wise, was he ended up the article, as I said, attacking me for saying, as you people always call us, not a Nazi wants to kill 6 million Jews. And he had introduced the article with nothing but the word Nazi. The word racist was notably absent.
Yep.
And what I said was, what we say up front is, you're going to call me a Nazi. That's standard. That's why you need terms like screamers, thugs, and thought police. You have to have those, if you can get those, so you can go from one point to the other. If you don't put a whole lot of crap in between. But you have to do it. I can't. But I think that's what he's talking about. You're talking 2 minutes into a tape that I don't have.
I know. We didn't listen to it previously. But it was about that. Yeah, you were saying it, you were picking up the points in the
article.
That's
what I did. Yeah, I said in the article. He starts off by calling us all Nazis. And then he's suddenly all upset because I said they call us all Nazis.
Yes.
Now, you can get away with that if you've never had any opposition. The problem is that when we get in there, we hit them on the exact point they're not ready for. Mm. They never get challenges. Mm. They never get basic challenges. They get conservatives say, oh, we're wrong, please forgive us. Mm-hmm. And they say, it's a matter of taxes, or it's a matter of assimilating the culture, and you know, all that crap.
Yeah.
When somebody jumps down their throat and says it's genocide, you know, they want their conservatives back.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's conservatives crawl. So I mean, they just grovel all the time.
Mm. I think it is the training, you know, it's that practice of reading something. Like, I certainly didn't pick it up that way, you know, that he started off calling us all Nazis and then complained
about
that.
That's because the word, the secret way of looking at this is, if you will look at his article, you will see the word Nazi at least five times.
The start. Yeah, absolutely.
See, that's the secret way you find these things.
But it was the same thing about the racist. I didn't pick that up either. I did not pick up the whole way through it.
Well, it wasn't there. I didn't expect anybody but me to catch that one.
No, yeah.
No, nobody but me caught that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I was actually alive 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody else seems to have been alive 7 years ago.
Yeah.
When the word racist was used all
the time.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has forgotten it completely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I used to have articles in Whitaker Online called A Man with a Memory, you know, talks about, because people don't have a memory.
Yeah.
The word racist disappeared, nobody noticed. Mm. Used to be used all the time.
Yep.
And I sort of sit here, it's a little creepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That word was left out, but nobody noticed it but me. Nobody's got a memory. I mean, here I am with ADD, and nobody else can remember any of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this was that one. Did you read that
one? I saw it.
Yeah.
It's standard, like I said.
It's an eighth grader.
Tim replied to Laura, I said, it sounds like a slightly retarded eighth grader.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing there.
No. But it's funny how he's brought out the you know, he's trying to be a thug. He's trying to threaten me with intimidation
and also bringing up the Nazi bit. Shalom.
Yeah.
Again.
And the Jew, you know,
they have nothing to say.
Nothing
now,
new.
Now, it is a different thing to deal with people who are really hiding behind threats.
Hmm.
And nobody questions that this whole thing is a matter of threats.
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
So what you have to do is do what we're doing. Samizdat.
Mm-hmm.
Get it under the radar.
Yep.
And get it and nothing else. Please don't, you know, tell us about the history of America or affirmative action or... Boy, this would really get to people because it's in the papers, you know. God, I'm so sick of that crowd.
Yeah.
Now, my next article. This was something else.
Shouting Nazi in a crowded theater.
Oh, yeah, shouting Nazi in a crowded theater.
Yeah.
Which is where the thugs come in. You see, now I'm introducing this business, and people will slowly begin to realize that these three words, like back when I was shouting white genocide and everybody else was talking about the usual stuff. Gosh, you know, affirmative action was in the newspaper today. Wow.
Yeah.
And these three words.
Screamers, thugs.
Screamers, thugs, and thought police. Yeah.
Yep.
We want people because those are the kind of things that haunt the back of your mind.
Mm.
As soon as they talk about speakers.
Yeah.
Well, you bring out the thugs.
Mm.
And this article is about screaming Nazi in a crowded theater, which is the way that universities pick speakers or keep out the speakers they don't want.
Yeah.
Well, they'll learn. They'll start doing it. You know, people I've stopped losing patience.
Yeah.
You know how long it took before they started using the word genocide.
Mm-hmm.
They would give me all sorts of little comments and impressive little things and what was in the newspaper and all that. And I'd sit there and think, God damn it, will you grow up?
Get on it,
So.
Yeah. Well, we're getting there.
I hope so. It's like life. You asked me one time, well, your life was good. No, it's challenging. That's about all you got.
Yeah.
If you're balancing happiness against, you know, the utility approach, happiness and sadness, or benefit, and you say, yeah, it's not going to work out. Life isn't worth that. But what you get is a fight.
Yeah.
So I'm still in a fight.
Yeah. Well, Genseric asked on the last audio when we were talking about why do you do this, what's the incentive to do this? And he responded to me that I should have asked the question of, well, what should the incentive be?
The incentives?
Yeah, the incentive for fighting white genocide, for doing what we're doing.
The incentive is that nobody else is doing it because other people work on incentives. Mine is out of loyalty. So it's a pain. It's work. I'm 73 years old. I'm tired of 100-hour weeks. But I see this opening. I see these people more and more because there are no incentives on our side. I see them more and more open. And you can see. Is this a song?
Yep.
We thrust at them. I just love to see the blood spill. I've spent my whole life doing this, and I can see, well, the blood or whatever, but
a
whole article written without the word racist, because there's an echo in the back of their mind. I can see it. This is what I do. This is what I did all of it. This is what I've learned. And I get to use it. I'm not like most retired people. You can't be you can't deliver mail anymore. You can't write ads anymore. But I can still fight. Politics is right there.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I'm lucky. Now I get tired, and I get, as you know, I get nasty, in which case I take it out on Laura. But that doesn't matter to you. You just want, you want what I got.
Yep.
To hell with all that stuff, Well, when you get to that point where you don't care if I'm abrupt or what, you just want to win the goddamn fight. Well, see, that's one step beyond normal life.
Yeah, that's the incentive.
It's a fight, and we're in it. And I think that, if you took that fight out of life, you wouldn't have any life, even if you had lots of candy and lots of this, that, and the other. It's just, so I can't explain it, but I think, like on Capitol Hill, like I say, 100 hours a week, and other normal route, everybody would be as sorry for me as I am for myself. But that was life. They call it Potomac fever. You get these juices going, and you don't want to leave the office. You can see spots in front of your eyes. But you ought to keep it up. You're alive. You're fighting.
So. Yeah. That's all.